number 10,479, excuse me, we just did that one. Case number 10,480, Joseph and Janice Baker, north of Route 54, 1,112 feet east of Road 389, a special use exception to continue operating a commercial dog kennel.
Name and address.
My name's Joseph Baker, 33053 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm testimony about the use of the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I would like to have a variance so I could continue to operate our boarding kennel for cats and dogs. This winter will be our 20th year of operation, and we've been doing really good with it.
Okay.
Mrs. Isaacs, when does the current special use exception expire?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
I think it expired.
March of '09.
I didn't realize that it expired like that. We originally got the variance, I believe it was October or November, 19 years ago, and I thought it went to that period. I didn't realize it expired. Then I came back and found out it did, so then we paid the $400, and we reapplied for the variance again.
So it expired 10 years ago?
No, we've been having a variance every year, every 5 years since then. It expired of this year.
In March.
And then I came and applied for the variance, and then we got put in September.
You thought it was in October of every year?
I thought it, you know, was from the original date, 19 years ago, or I guess it will be almost 20 years ago in October, and it's not like that. Each 5 years that we applied, it went back, and it's only for the 5-year period from the time that it was approved.
Okay.
So we, you know, we tried to do it a few months ahead of time, and doing that, you know.
Found out.
I found out the hard way, and also had to pay $400 for it.
Okay. So nothing has changed as far as that?
Nothing's changed. Everything's still the same. The only thing in the area that's really changed is the commercial property down the road, probably about a quarter mile has been developed a little more. It's Tucker's Industries. I still only have, you know, probably one neighbor within a quarter mile. The county owns land on one side of me and across the street, and Taylor Dickerson owns the land on the other side of me, and he said he would come here if necessary to voice his opinion. He's been a friend and a neighbor for many years and uses their services.
And you got the Johnson family there, Henry Johnson family there.
Henry C. Johnson is also a partial owner of that land, I believe, also.
Right, so he's.
And he has no problems with that either.
How many dogs do you have now?
We have 18 runs. A lot of our customers have more than one dog, so we can put, you know, sometimes two or three dogs if they're small dogs in the run. We can have a capacity as probably up to maybe 25 within those 18 runs. We also do grooming on the, you know, on the property also. Give the dogs bath if necessary, you know, if the owner wants them or whatever. We take care of the Ocean City canines, the Delaware State canines, some of the tracking dogs, the Lewis canine, you know, dogs like that. So we're pretty well known. We've been in the area a long time. We've never lost a dog, and I think that's the reason why we get a lot of the canines.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Etzer? Mr. Mills?
Just a suggestion for the future, in the event that it's approved. For the future, if you apply early enough and request that the timing be right so that, you know, you get gainful advantage of the 5 years, you might want to consider that.
Oh, I would definitely do that. We're putting that on our calendar from now on.
But when you apply, so that you don't get caught back in the less than 5 years, just, you know, request that the application be forwarded to a time period that allows you to take more advantage of the full 5 years.
I didn't realize I could do that. Well, thank you.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, obviously after 19 years, it hasn't substantially affected adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,480 for another 5 years.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,480 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, get the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir, for 5 years.
I appreciate it. Have a good night.
Case number 10,481.